This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. We're glad you're with us for this journey.
Welcome. I'm Father Alexis, and we are going to be reading through the Bible together. And I've got some friends that will be helping us. So let's get started.
Here we are with episode 292 and a new chapter in Luke's Gospel. And a new reader, too. All the way from Kansas City, Kansas. I'd like to welcome Jocelyn to the Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids podcast. So Jocelyn, can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
I like to do ballet, and I like to play with my dog, and I like to play with my siblings too.
Oh, great. So how many siblings do you have?
I have three.
Are they older or younger than you?
They're all younger.
Oh, so you're the big sister.
Yeah.
And how long have you been doing ballet?
A couple of years. I started younger when I was younger, and then I stopped for a little bit, and then I started again.
Okay. Have you done any recitals yet?
Yeah, I've done, I think, three or four.
Are recitals scary?
Sometimes.
And sometimes they're not scary?
Yes, like when you get on the stage, then it gets easier as you do it.
Well, that's good to hear. So getting on the stage, once you get on and you start doing it, it starts feeling a little better.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. So do you love dance? Do you love ballet? Is that something you really liked? Why did you start doing it?
Well, because at first it started just sounding interesting, and then I liked it more and more once I started.
Oh, good. Okay. And what's your dog's name?
Zuzu.
Zuzu. Zuzu is the daughter in It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
Is that how Zuzu got named?
Yeah.
I like to watch that movie every Christmas. So how old are you, Jocelyn?
11.
11 years old. Great. And what grade does that put you in?
Fifth.
And has it been a good year so far?
Yes.
And what church do you go to?
St. Basil Orthodox Church.
That's in Kansas City? St. Basil Orthodox Church. Great. Okay. So we're so glad you're with us today, Jocelyn. Let's get to today's reading. What chapter will you be reading from?
Luke chapter 11.
And the verses?
Verses 1 through 4.
Awesome. Let's get started.
Now it came to pass, as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, that one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. So he said to them, when you pray, say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
Beautiful, Jocelyn. Thank you. As we begin chapter 11 today of Luke's Gospel, we hear the beautiful prayer that we call the Lord's Prayer, or sometimes the Our Father. This is the version from Luke's Gospel. Matthew also put it in his gospel, but the words are just a little bit different. The one we say in church is actually the one from Matthew's gospel. In this short prayer, we recognize that God is our Father, and that he's holy, and that we want his kingdom to be with us, just as it is in the heavens. Jesus has been saying that all along. He wants people to know that the kingdom is here. So in the prayer, we're asking God to help us to see that the kingdom is here. And then we ask for our daily needs, not too much, just the things that are necessary. And we ask God to forgive us when we sin, in the same way that we forgive other people. So if we want God to forgive us, we need to forgive others. And that's what Jesus is saying, and that's what the prayer is saying, and that's what we are saying when we pray this prayer. Finally, in this prayer, we ask God to help us avoid the distractions and tricks of the evil one, or the devil. The devil can't hurt us, but sometimes the devil encourages us to be distracted from God. When we get distracted, when we forget about God's better way of living, we need to come back to the right way. And this prayer helps us do just that. So thanks, Jocelyn, for reading today and for starting us off with chapter 11. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
He is and ever shall be.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Quarry. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.